This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are a big disappointment. As a matter of fact, all right, the weather stinks again for parts of our listeners today, but like a little redo here, Red River Valley blasted with another blizzard. And three, do me a favor. And think about this. Just shut everything off and think about this for a second. Especially if you don't like Donald Trump, if you don't like Republicans, if you don't like the policy towards restricting the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. In other words, if you're an open border type, or if not open border, to the point where, hey, these people are just coming here to better themselves. What do you expect? Okay, that'd be kind of the spectrum of folks who are opposite Donald Trump, build the wall. Okay, specifically, I'm asking that crowd of folks to engage in a thought process with me here today and help me understand how you think the way you do, and why you wouldn't think the way I do on this issue. And the way I think about this issue is, the right way to come to the United States of America is to follow laws that we have had in place for a long time. Legal immigration. Many of you, myself included, most of us, in fact, I guess, have descendants that came from somewhere else and different country and came here to build a better life. And but for that courage, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing today. So we honor that, but they did it legally. They did it legally. I assume you've heard the story of this California police officer who came to the United States in a process, because he wanted to better himself. Wanted to be a police officer, in fact. He has an amazing story that I want to spend a little time on today. But I'll just suffice it to say, this is a guy who had a desire to be a police officer. He comes here, he volunteers for law enforcement, he works his way up legally, goes through the process here legally. He was killed last week, murdered by an illegal immigrant. An illegal immigrant who was here as part of a gang. In fact, this gang, so many of them, the police have already identified seven others who have been arrested for helping the suspect in the murder of this Corporal Ron Singh avoid the police. Seven others. Years old, 59 years old, 36 years old, 57 years old, all ages. So here's the question that I'd like you to ponder. Why wouldn't we want less Gustavo Perez Arregas and his fellow gang members here in the United States who we know have benefited from sanctuary cities and other wrong-headed policies. And murder this father, this husband, this law enforcement officer who came here legally. I think this is the perfect scenario to wake people up. It's a tragedy. It's horrible. It's awful. It's just sick. I can't. The first time I saw a photo of this cop, I'm like, oh my gosh, there he is with his family. It's awful. And then you get the details. And you say, this is why we're having this debate. So, again, the question to those of you from the open border crowd all the way to the what are you going to do, throw your hands up crowd, they're just coming here to better themselves. This guy wasn't coming here to better himself. This guy was coming here to engage in an illegal enterprise, a gang, and do all kinds of crime. And he murders in cold blood this law enforcement officer. So if Donald Trump, Republicans, whoever, but let's not even put names on them or political parties, let's just say folks on the opposite side of this, to say, we got to do something different. We got to do something different. If 100 trains are coming from Mexico to the United States, and 97 out of 100 mean no harm to us and happen to bust through the border and, you know, que sera, sera, but 3 are emitting poisonous gas, and are going to go to different directions. Do we go, well, 97 out of 100 is not too bad. We're doing okay. No.
Most of them are good.
Yeah.
Most of them
are 97 are fine. Only 3 want to kill us.
Okay.
Do we not want to do something about it? I wish Donald Trump would go to the funeral of this law enforcement officer. I wish he would do whatever he can. And maybe he's not the right guy. I don't know. The point is, somebody has to bust through. Somebody has to bust through. The lack of thinking, the lack of thought process, the lack of reason that some people are employing here. I don't hate somebody because of the color of their skin. I don't hate somebody because they have a different last name than I do or nationality or what. Nothing. Nothing about that. I don't care. But I sure hate people breaking the laws of the United States of America to illegally come into this country and then kill a police officer in cold blood. If that doesn't shake you to your core, if you find some way to rationalize that, please tell me how you do that. Tell me how you do that, okay? It's one thing on my mind today, as you can tell. I've been thinking about it since it happened last week. Just can't get it off my mind. What else are we doing today? Steve Holden will be here, superintendent of McKenzie County Schools. Guess what? They have a proposal for a elementary school, a new elementary school in Watford City, which in and of itself is a testament. Because if you're growing at the elementary school level, what does that mean? You know, the health is there for years to come. And they're growing to the high school. It's just, I mean, the enrollment number is pretty amazing. So we're going to talk to Steve about that. Kevin Kramer will be here next hour. He is getting set for a big week, being sworn in as our next United States Senator on Thursday in Washington. I will be there. We'll have reports from that. Our show on Friday will recap that. We got a lot going on this week, so looking forward to that. Also, Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong will lose the elect label, and he'll join us Friday on the program to talk about that, and we'll watch his swearing in on Thursday as well. So we have a lot going on this week, for sure. Looking forward to it. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd. Happy New Year to you, Todd.
Happy New Year's Eve.
True.
We've got to get through 2018 yet, but...
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's fair to crank out the dust off the Happy New Year on New Year's Eve.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Mike Wagner was the first guy to wish me Happy New Year. So he started it. Filling in for Bill Parker.
We blame him for a lot around here, as a matter of fact. So.
Exactly right. So, anyway, Happy New Year.
Likewise.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. How about you?
You were a traveling man. You were zipping back and forth and all over, right?
Yeah. you know, another Christmas with my father, which earlier this year he had a ruptured aorta, so we weren't really sure there were going to be any more, so quite thankful.
No kidding. No kidding. Lots of reasons to be thankful right there. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. I don't know what prompted me to do this, but I put a post up last night on my Facebook page about the comments I was seeing just seconds after the Vikings game ended with this vitriolic bitterness and, like, you know, the world just came to an end. And who was to blame? And, you know, I'm like, seriously, I weep for people that are that invested in whether a team wins or loses and has that, you know, much venom when they lose and what ought to happen. And it doesn't mean, you know, I hate the Vikings, far from it. I wanted them to win. But gosh almighty, folks, chill. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Faridome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Faridome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Next hour, we're going to talk to Steve Holand. Steve is the superintendent of McKenzie, actually later this hour, McKenzie County Public School System. And one of the things that the North Dakota Petroleum Council talks about is the fact that North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Right? And using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. And proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. In other words, without North Dakota helping to meet the oil and natural gas supply demands of the country, there isn't a growth in Watford City that is from the talent that is coming there, building neighborhoods, and proving that commerce and communities work together for the good of all. That's a great example of it. Of the industry and the community working together for the good of all. It's happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 800-228-0550. One caller wait in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Mr.
Like the Democrats, I always like to say, if it'll save only one life, we have to do it. They're right there. It tells you that the Democrats think we ought to build that fence.
Yeah, try that out. You know, this is impossible. It can't happen. But I wish everybody could just set aside their I don't like this person or that party or that party and just think about this rationally. I don't honestly believe if anybody was able to do that, that they would come to any other conclusion other than it makes sense to have additional border security. If you don't have borders, if you don't have border security, you don't have a country. This is a fight really over the future of the country, of the United States of America. That's what this battle is for. And if you're driving down the road right now thinking about how much fun you're going to have on New Year's Eve or about how ticked off you are about the Vikings losing last night, and you think that's the most important thing, freedoms like that are under assault. When we don't secure our borders. So, I hope we come out of our bubble a little bit and have a conversation. And I think, in the middle of a partial government shutdown over border security, to have an illegal immigrant and fellow gang members be involved in a criminal enterprise and a legal immigrant, cop, is murdered while doing his job, pulling over somebody for a DWI. Right there. One weather announcement here. Fargo Public Schools is canceling all student extracurricular activities and practices for today. That means one less practice in 2018 is what that means. Texter says, if anyone condones the police killer, definitely have no heart. It's been heavy on my heart with all officers being killed in our country. Me too. It has. It's just an awful, awful, awful thing. And Dallas is what tripped my trigger. Remember, there was Ferguson, Missouri, and the whole Black Lives Matter thing, and then Dallas and the reaction to the law enforcement officers being killed down there. And there was multiple murders, as I recall. That's always been sort of the point where I've said, wait, we have to do something here. And folks, we're a bit of an oasis here in North Dakota and western Minnesota and South Dakota and eastern Montana. We're an oasis from all this, for the most part. It happens. An officer in Fargo that was murdered by a man holed up in the house. But, you know, how long will we be an oasis? How long can we hope it doesn't come here? Got to have the conversation. Got to have the conversation. We absolutely do. I'm with you, says a texter. I'm sick of these illegals coming into our country and we, the American people, having to support them and take care of them, and they hate us and bringing their beliefs and want us to abide. I don't think so. If walls don't work, why doesn't Pelosi and Schumer take theirs down? I can't believe my ears. I just heard a Democratic representative say they'll never pay $2.5 billion for border security. Have they lost their minds? Yeah, see, I think they have because it's become us versus Trump, right? That's what it is. If you're for border security, then you're for Trump. So you can't be for Trump. You can't not be for Trump and be for border security. Why? I have no idea. I have no idea. Gosh, I want Donald Trump to go to the funeral. Maybe the funeral has already happened. I don't even know. But there's more that needs to be done to elevate this story. You know, they're a day or two in the news and poof, they're gone. Makes no sense. We have some NFL head coach firings today. Would you want to be the head coach of a professional sports team?
Would love to be.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
So you even if it, you know, a couple of years and boom, you're fired, you don't care?
Yep.
You'd like it. Todd, how about you?
Drama, drama, drama.
Yeah. Too much drama. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
my friend Dave Haxtell just got fired by the Philadelphia Flyers.
Did he?
Yeah, in
really?
The NHL.
Yeah, they're having a...
Oh, Kevin, where have you been, man? That's been a while.
A couple weeks, anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess it was right before Christmas, right? I can't remember. But anyway, you know, I mean, and of course, he was brought in with great fanfare, and Ron Hextall, former NHLer, the general manager, he got fired first, and then the coach gets fired. This is just all part of the drama. So here's who's out today in the NFL. Marv Lewis.
No shock.
Vance Joseph. Steve Wilks. And Adam Gase.
If you ever wanted to become a coach in the NFL, the time's never been better, right? There's
it's amazing to me about Dave Haxtell. He had the fourth or fifth longest tenure in the NHL. He's not been there that long.
Yeah.
Been there like 3 years. I mean, that's why I answer that question, what I like to be. And
that's the problem. Coach, it's hard to get any owner to give you any kind of legacy, any kind of time. They want it. It's got to happen right now.
Rick in South Fargo, what's on your mind?
The wall's kind of on my mind. I know everybody's charged up about the wall, but does anybody ever ask, is that going to keep the Chinese out or the Haitians out or the people from Bosnia or the people from India? Now, I know we all want the wall, but, I mean, let's be sensible here. You go out to the West Coast, and that place is like Chinatown. And the Chinese, when they come here, all they do is take and drive down labor costs. The Mexicans are doing the hard work. And if you lived out in the Southwest, these are the people that are doing the hard work. The Chinese come here, they just do nothing but drive the labor costs down. They have two jobs, they buy the house, and then you got to rent the house from the Chinese. Then you got the people from India coming here, and they're taking all the jobs.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're up against the break. Hang tight. We'll continue this chat on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Boy, have you got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have a responsibility to make sure that whatever technology is available, that we use that.
Which is why the New York City Police Commissioner says at tonight's New Year's Eve celebrations in Times Square, they'll be using drones for the first time ever.
The drone just gives us a perspective from a greater height. It's going to be tethered. It's not going to be flying over any crowds. It's the first time where we're using it.
Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts establishing an exploratory committee to consider a 2020 White House run. Warren's team filing the paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to allow her to begin raising and spending money to benefit her likely candidacy. Russia's holding a U.S. citizen on spying charges. The TASS news agency says Paul Whelan was taken into custody by security officers there. A criminal case which could give him as much as 20 years in prison has been opened. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Fargo, Lisbon, Enderlin, Gwinner, Milner, Foreman, Rutland, Wahpeton, Valley City, Breckenridge, Moorhead, all those cities included. The counties, Clay, Wilkin, Barnes, Cass, Ransom, Sargent, Richland in North Dakota and Minnesota. That'll go to 6 tonight. Wind chill advisory remains in effect as well, and that, of course, across most of the state. And there is a no-travel advice from the North Dakota Department of Transportation from a swath on the North Dakota and Minnesota border, all up and down the Red River Valley, so a little tough out there. Hey, you're looking for a new gig? Looking for a new gig, and if you're a person that's looking for great pay, a team environment, great benefits, you want to call our friends at High Plains Apache. They have an opening for a field service tech in Mandan. Email your cover letter and resume to jobs at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Your Apache sprayer dealer. Your ET Ag Center for all the parts. And boy, the 2019, some deals that are smoking good. Smoking good. In fact, today's the last day for you to take advantage of that deal where you get a brand new model 2019 AS 1040 or 1240 Apache sprayer and get $5,000 off the asking price. High Plains Apache. Mandan. Frontier, south of Fargo, off exit 60 off I-29, and online anytime, highplainsapache.com. All right, so we're going to talk to Steve Holden, superintendent of public schools in McKenzie County in just a moment about a new elementary school proposal, but I want to let Rick in South Fargo finish his comment from before the break. Are you making the case then, what you're saying is that The refugee program is more of a threat, or legal immigration is more of a threat than the illegal immigration of people coming here for a job?
Well, just put it this way. Do you think that guy that was a legal immigrant, you think he wouldn't have shot that cop? I'm saying is the people that are coming here are Mexicans do a lot of the hard work that white people don't do, okay? No, they're basically already here. If you want to build a wall, fine, but I think the wall is going to be used to keep us from going into Mexico. It's going to keep the Mexicans from going back to Mexico. You know, if the Mexicans decided to go back to Mexico, the economy would collapse. But we've got an immigration problem that we're not addressing, and we're tricking the American people into what's going on. The Indians, the Chinese, the Haitians, all these other people are coming. They don't have to go over a wall. I mean, everybody in the southwest and the west coast, they just showed up on the shores, and nobody said boo.
Now you're talking about legal immigration. You're talking about where they Would they come here legally from India, for instance?
Legal, look, anybody who comes here from now on is taking American jobs, legal or illegal. And so if you really want to do something, call your congressman and tell him you want to go back to some of these immigration rules we had before the New York Jews changed the laws on immigration. Thanks for taking.
All right. Yeah, and I am passionate about this debate because we clearly need some changes, and I think the situation with this cop killer hopefully wakes everybody up, because the young man that came here legally fills a position as a law enforcement officer and is out there doing his job, has been murdered by an illegal immigrant, says to me, let's do everything in our power to make sure less illegal immigrants slash, in this case, gang members get in here and protect them. It doesn't say, hey, what about the other guy? He stole that guy's job. So, and I get a tinge of that's what you're, you know, almost a racist. And by the way, this is not racist. This is just common sense. We got to have a border. Now, visit our legal immigration laws as well. Anyway, I appreciate the call. And the dialogue. All right, let me welcome our next guest, Steve Holand. Steve is the superintendent of McKenzie County Schools. Nice to have you back on the program. Steve, how are you?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Merry Christmas to you and everyone in Wolf Territory out there in Watford City.
Thank you. To you, too.
So, another school on the drawing board. This is just, to me, amazing. And probably the best news of all. You built a beautiful high school there, and we were there as you open that up and had a chance to broadcast from there, and a fantastic facility. But when you're building elementary schools, it says the growth continues. So lay out the reasons we got to this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're continuing to see the enrollment growth, which we knew was going to happen. It was part of a master plan, and we sat in the high school, Scott, and it was a good memory back then. You know, we knew that other buildings were going to be part of this master plan if this growth continued, and our demographics were showing it probably was going to. So, you know, the high school was a piece of a puzzle we knew was at that time the right piece, and we knew other pieces were coming. So this elementary school has been in the planning probably for about 2-3 years. When we hit the slowdown, it obviously was tabled for some time. Our enrollments weren't hitting the triggers, but then we had a massive increase this year. Of course, we're starting to hit those triggers, and we're hitting capacities for our building. So, it's time to make that next step in the master plan.
So let's talk a little bit about the overall growth. I want folks to understand what Watford City, what McKenzie County has had in the way of growth, where you have, you know, at one point in this cycle, you know, you had more kindergartners than you'd had a few years previously as an entire enrollment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this year we hit, we're probably about a 192, 193, for kindergarten, you know, and closing in possibly on 200. And, you know, that's a milestone number for us. We would have had slightly over 200 when I, got here in 2005 for our K through six elementary population. So, to have almost 200 kindergarten kids in our school district is an amazing number. You know, 80 to 90 was a huge class, even going back 15, 20 years ago. And in 2005 to 2010, you know, 60 was a really big class for us. So it really puts it in perspective when you're looking at those kind of numbers compared to where we were before, which 25 to 30 in our kindergarten class would have been a solid number back in that 2005-2010 range.
So the elementary school that you have on the ballot that voters of McKenzie County will vote on the 3rd of January, is that right?
The 8th of January.
Oh, the 8th of January. Okay, January 8th. Mark that on your calendars, folks, and is a proposal to build what? Tell us a little bit about what that'll do for the master plan.
Absolutely. The first question is really to get the new elementary online, and that will basically create two elementary schools for us. And configuration-wise, I'm not exactly sure, but they're probably going to be two K-5 buildings. That's going to allow us to move our middle school back to the old high school, which is being used now as a intermediate elementary school. And then the high school goes back to a 9-12 design, which is what it was really built for. But we knew it when the transition, it was going to be used as a 7-12 building. It worked great until we got the other pieces in, which would be this elementary building. So this is going to be about a 600 capacity four-section elementary school, which will fit in nicely with those large grade levels that are moving up into those lower elementary grades. So that is question one. And question two is the capacity to get our building fund maximum increase from 10 to 20 mils. And really we're telling people in question two is the ability and a little bit of flexibility to deal with a lot of the adjustments as we continue to deal with the growth. We're going to see possibly little add-ons to our intermediate, which will be our middle school. It might happen at the high school. And we built that for 800 capacity, which would be 200 per grade level, which we're fine with now. But if these lower grade levels get to 250, 300, which our demographics show, you know, eventually we're going to need some additional work at our high school level. So question two gives us a little bit of flexibility to address the enrollment needs as they come along. So we're really hopeful that both questions will go through to help us stay ahead.
Now, when you built the high school, there was a significant premium, and people called it the Bakken premium just because so much was happening that you needed to pay more. So to get this, you know, the same school buck for buck that you would in some other part of the state, you know, you had to pay significantly more. How has that changed? Is that different at all? Are you noticing a leveling of the playing field, I hope?
Unfortunately, no. I think the way that works, obviously, is when you need to build those buildings, when the enrollment is starting to really take off again, and when you find in that dynamic, that's when the inflation factor comes back in because you're getting a shortage of contractors and your rates are going to go up significantly. So, yeah, I think that's just one of the ways that we have to do business in Western North Dakota is that factor is there. And it probably leveled off a little bit during the slowdown, which kind of makes sense. But we're finding that factor to ramp up pretty quickly again. So we're expecting to pay a little bit more than what you would pay in other parts of the state. But we do understand, I guess, that's unfortunately a factor that we have to deal with out here.
Was there any point in the slowdown in which you said, uh-oh, we're overbuilt here?
No, not really. You know, in our area in McKenzie County, you know, we really didn't see any major declines. I mean, we definitely leveled off, but our growth never really changed. We always had a little bit of growth, even during those times. And we always felt comfortable, and I guess when we worked with our demographic study, the timing of the enrollment increases can often adjust, and that is going to flow with the economy. But we're fairly confident that one way or another, this play is going to be developed. It's just too good of a play. So when that timing comes, there's going to be that need. So you're going to go through those ebb and flows, and we certainly didn't want to see that slow down, but I think in a lot of ways it did allow some catch-up period, and it showed a little bit of resiliency that people, you know, this wasn't just going to go away. So for the most part, no, we've been pretty confident, and really the high school's been a blessing for us on many accounts.
You mentioned that the numbers jumped way back up this year. What kind of enrollment numbers do you have this year?
Well, it was actually it was our largest increase from spring to fall we've had, period, even going back to the previous, you know, major influxes of 2012, 13, and 14. So we had just under 300 new students in our district. So we ended last year at about 1,530 students. Right now in our district, we're right back at that 1,830. So almost a 300 net student increase for us. So it was, you know, by far our biggest increase, which surprises people. We were expecting somewhat of an increase. We did hire 20 new positions, which is significant for us. We were a little bit behind, wanted to get ahead of the curve, and turned out to be a great deal for us because we certainly need them with the increase we had. So it has been a big year for us, transitioning to Class A, the huge increase of students, lots of new staff, so a lot of exciting changes for us.
That is great. Harold and Reeder has a quick question. Harold, I'm up against the clock here, but go ahead quickly if you would.
I would like to suggest that the people in North Dakota should strongly consider a new method of financing this oil field infrastructure. Specifically, you should divert all revenues from the oil taxes to the regions that are impacted and don't give another dime to Bismarck until the infrastructure...
You take that one to Bismarck and let us know how it goes. That's not I don't think Steve would probably argue with that, but... there's a million different ways to do that one, but it's certainly going to be a debate as always at the legislature. Thanks, Harold. Got to go. Steve, good luck to you. I hope folks get out on January 8th and to vote in favor of that new elementary school. You need it. Take care.
701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is powered by SchwannGMC.com.
My friend Scott Hidden. What's that?
I was gonna say, I'm so glad I've got the little app on my phone to get the Schwann GMC Sierra all warmed up on the next couple of days. Anyway.
I gotta see that. I've heard about that, but it's just literally it's on your phone.
So right on the phone, yeah. So no more pointing the key fob out the window and looking and, is it right here? You know
that stuff. What a deal.
Anyway.
I love it. By the way, my pillow is how I'm powered.
Well, me too.
Todd's powered by,
That's how I'm rebooted.
I'm powered by MyPillow. Yeah, there you go, the reboot. And right now, If you love the pillow, you're going to love the My Pillow mattress better than ever. This deal is not going to last much longer. They're going to call one day and say, okay, let's change her up. And I want you to take advantage of this while it's here. 30% off. They're already low price on this revolutionary My Pillow mattress topper. 30% off. And they throw in two standard My Pillows absolutely free. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Willow City, North Dakota is where we go next. And then we're going to give you a road update from Captain Neewin of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I'm looking at the road map here of North Dakota, Minnesota, and travel conditions, and I'll tell you about that, too. Bev, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm wondering, how are we going to get voters all over the country to speak up and tell everybody, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, that we need this wall, we want this wall? Has any been any action been happening, like in California, after that policeman was killed?
So sad. So sad. You know, this guy had been arrested for drunken driving twice, and because of the sanctuary city laws, nothing was done about his illegal immigration status. And had it been done, he's deported, and he's not here to, you know, on a third DWI, you know, shoot, murder, kill the police officer. It's bad. The answer to your question, Bev, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe a march on Washington. Maybe a, you know,
well,
that's why
I don't believe in those marches. I called about this business of a dollar. If people vote to go fund the wall.
Yeah, that'd be another way to do it. The GoFundMe stuff, I think there's millions already there. It's a long way from $5 billion, but I appreciate your call. Captain Brian Neewin, North Dakota Highway Patrol, is here. I'm looking at a map that shows a good chunk of eastern North Dakota with no travel advised, especially down around the Wappan, Foreman, Lisbon area, all the way out to Valley City on 94, the entire I-29 corridor. Canadian border to South Dakota border in North Dakota as well, and of course that extends into Minnesota as well. Captain Neewin, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning, Scott.
You know, it's interesting sitting here in the studio where I can watch I-29, where, by the way, not everybody has their lights on, so we remind you to turn your lights on. About every fourth car, no light. But I'm looking at no travel advice, and I'm seeing folks that, you know, zoom along as if it's just a sunny day. I imagine that's one of your frustrations, huh?
Well, you know, in town here, the visibility is going to be a little bit blue, block that snow from flying. But once you get out of town, there really is nothing to stop that snow. It's blowing, and it's causing very reduced visibilities. It's causing some, you know, some fill drifting to occur, causing some drifting to occur in some of our underpass areas. So conditions are very dangerous today with both the winds and our visibility, but also with the temperatures that we have today. You know, we have dozens of vehicles that have been stranded that have gone in the median, gone in the ditch because they can't see the roadway, and then these people are stuck out there, and we have to go rescue them. And it's dangerous for them to be out there. There's been a couple of them where they're saying that their cars aren't running right, or they're running out of gas. Well, if you run out of gas and you have to wait a half hour for law enforcement to get there, you're going to get very, very cold, and you could potentially freeze to death in the amount of time frame that it might take us to get there. So, you know, if you don't have to be out today, we're encouraging people just to stay home. Because of the conditions, if you have to be out there, if you absolutely have to be out there, make sure you're leaving wherever you're leaving with a full tank of gas in case you do go off the road so you have some people to keep that car running. Let people know when you're leaving. Let them know when you get there so people are aware of, you know, your location and what you're doing in case, you know, something does happen to you. So somebody can call and let us know. Let them know that your route of travel is. You know, again, keep those headlights on like you just said. If you're out there traveling, if you don't have your headlights on, people can't see you. And if you're driving slower than everybody else, to have those lights on, they're going to see you before, you know, they run into you.
What are the road conditions like? The road surface itself, is it, I was on I-29 last night, and there was a lot of, you know, freezing rain. Is it still pretty slick? Is there ice on the highway?
Right now, in the southern part of the valley here, the roads are dry, but we do have some areas where it is starting to drift in those shelter belt areas. And the underpasses. As you get further north, they did have a little bit more rain up north last night. So I think there are some spots where it's still slick. So when you have icy road conditions and you have wind like this, it's just going to push you around on that road, potentially push you off the road. So again, you know, we have that no travel advisory out. You know, these conditions that we have today are very similar to what we had last Thursday with the 10 to 12 inches of snow that we had. All that snow is still on the ground, plus the additional stuff that fell overnight is blowing out there. And I was out west of town today, and you literally could see to the front of your hood, and that was it. You couldn't see the lines on the road. I had to look out my side window to figure out where I was on the roadway.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you
could
not see. And the
that's the wind, and that's the cold. Like you say, the cold is dangerous. Captain Ewan, thanks for all you do. Appreciate the update. That's the latest from North Dakota Highway Patrol. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.